Dr. Michael Lossoff is a director of adolescent services at Yellow Brick. You've heard us talk about Yellow Brick in the past. It's a place in Evanston where they help, as we like to say, young people launch. If you know someone with an addictive personality or problem, maybe they've suffered trauma in their life, maybe they have some mental disorder, these people take those people and they help them live the kinds of lives you will hope they live. It's work. It's challenging. Sometimes you don't know what to do. They do at that place called Yellow Brick. And they hold seminars sometimes or group talk sessions. And Dr. Mike's on the phone. Michael, are you there? It's John Williams. How are you?
Good afternoon, John.
Is that a fair
description?
Go ahead.
I wonder if you compared the songs on your Spotify to those of a teenager, what you'd come up with.
I think that would be the moon. I think there'd be quite a distance between the two of us. Maybe that would be revealing if you told your patients. I don't need to tell you how to do your work, Doc, but what if you said, hey, young person, let's look at your Spotify list, and maybe that will reveal a little of where your head is. Any thought about that, Doctor?
I think you're right on target. And actually, a lot of times we'll listen to what our adolescents and young adults are listening to. It is a window into their world.
You're doing a seminar where you're talking about families that are getting together for the holidays and how to better communicate. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, we call it winter break dream or nightmare. Recognizing that it's a time when families are getting together with a lot of hope and expectations for a really wonderful time. But as always, and especially with teenagers, things might not always go completely wonderfully. So we wanted to have a conversation with parents about that experience.
So is the scene that you're imagining the kids coming home for Christmas from college, or maybe they've moved away, or is it just the nuclear family all living in the same house all the time?
Well, I think, any of the above, teenagers, high school kids, with a couple of weeks off, they don't have to go to school.
Yeah.
Young adults coming home and, families coming in town to celebrate with each other.
So what do you say? I mean, do you have a mistake we make or a starter piece of advice for families that are, you're right, spending more time now than usual?
Right. I mean, I think, one of the most important themes for both teenagers and families in general is having realistic expectations. And I think this time of year is difficult for all of us because the messages we get from, media, from Hallmark movies, from each other, is that Christmas and Hanukkah and the festive holidays all should be times of love and joy. And that is true, but life isn't always so completely, simple. And so if things aren't going perfectly well or if we're not feeling perfectly happy, we're set up to feel disappointed. And so I think, a bottom line is to just be realistic about what you can expect and what's going to happen.
Yeah, and maybe that's the mistake some of us make. We try too hard, huh?
Yes, and we get disappointed if things don't, end up perfectly or everybody's not always fully happy.
You think that there are instances where we should exclude some family members from gatherings or, sort of put a kibosh on maybe some topics? Any advice about that?
That's a good question. I think, I think when we're with family members, especially if there's ones that we know there's going to be some tension or conflict about, we can ahead of time plan to limit our time with them or to make sure there's breaks. So, having an aunt and uncle and their kids come to your home and spend all day, when you know there's going to be tension, might be difficult. Whereas if you plan some breaks or break up the time, that'd be a way to sort of moderate the tension. And then also, I think the holidays is not a good time to get into sort of deep level discussions about past conflict or, about politics, if there's going to be political differences, because those are likely to sort of increase tension and frustration.
Remember last year when you...
Yeah, right. Don't try and settle old scores or bring up old things. Well, you guys did a seminar, that's what I called it, that I attended kind of as an observer, and I briefly introduced you all and myself. in the fall, and that was about, I'm trying to remember exactly, because it seemed to be somewhat wide-ranging, but it was talking to your kids at school time. Do you remember that one that I'm referencing?
Yes, yes, and I mean, that was wide-ranging, and it was to get a sense of what, you know, families are interested in. That was one important topic, is talking to your kids about school.
Yeah, well, but I got to tell you, I was impressed with how well that worked, because these people don't know each other. You've got a room full of folks. Maybe a couple would show up, but it's really a room of strangers, and yet you all seem to make people open up and feel comfortable. There is a real sense of affirmation. And so if you think like this is a topic that you could benefit from a conversation about, my experience as an observer watching you guys do it is that you really do it well, and that this can be surprisingly helpful. At least that was my call on it.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you saying that. And I think, you know, we believe that you know, if you sort of introduce a topic and create a comfortable atmosphere, people want to talk about things they're experiencing, and they want to hear from each other and share what their experience is. So, yeah. You know, just a little bit of creating a comfort atmosphere really permits that kind of conversation to proceed.
Dr. Michael Lossoff is the Director of Adolescent Services at Yellowbrick, yellowbrickprogram.com. You can visit their website, find out more, and attend this free seminar. It's right. The date is December 10th, is that, Doc? Do you remember?
It's the 11th. It's next Tuesday.
Pardon me,
At 7 p.m.
Still time to sign up there in Evanston. Nice to talk to you, Doctor. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.